Do you know the answer to this question?
What radio station has music programs that are the tooniest?
And Boone, Erickson, and Viking, who are the looniest?
News and sports programs that are the peppiest?
And honest to goodness, which is the happiest? If you know the answer to those questions,
then you're in tune with WCCO Radio's Clear Channel, Honest to Goodness.
Oh, heavens, I just, after that great, big, beautiful opening, I think I wounded myself here.
You looked like a conductor there, working
yes,
things
I
over.
Was trying to conduct Abner's theme, and I whacked my hand right on the corner of this table right over here, the one with the pool cloth but no pockets. Well, we're ready now and starting about 24 minutes early this evening because we have about 54 minutes of honest to goodness that should take us to many interesting places this evening on our Clear Channel program. Dick, before making the first call, it might be well for us to review that we are not using any network tonight. WCCO Radio is heard every night from coast to coast and border to border because WCCO Radio's 50,000 watts of Clear Channel radio power reach out through the night to listeners from Maine to Manitoba, from Flin Flon to Florida.
Give me that again, will you?
They hear us all the way from Maine to Madagascar.
Yeah.
From the Zuider Zee to Zanzibar.
Oh, yeah? And from Minot to Menominee? What was that thing you used at the end there?
Flin Flon to Florida.
Flin Flon. Remember we talked to the fella in
Where
Flin
is
Flon?
That?
Well, that's in Canada.
No, I don't mean that. I mean Florida.
Oh, well, I never did know really where that is.
Well, we're kidding. We may be talking to those places. Anyway, here we go with our first call. We want to thank many people throughout the country for responding so generously with your registration, sending us your telephone numbers so we could call you as we will right now. While that first call is taking place, since we have a commercial or two for the company, let's put a couple of bucks in the cash register.
Do something nice for someone this Christmas.
Give a wonderful watch by Vantage.
Do something nice for someone this Christmas. Give a wonderful Vantage watch.
Get a 17 jewel quality watch.
$14.95 is all you pay.
More for your money than ever before.
Take advantage of the Vantage price today. Do something nice for someone this Christmas. Give a wonderful Vantage watch.
Wonderful Christmas gifts for men, women, and teens. Choose from more than 300 Vantage styles, including skin divers watches, ladies' fashion watches, and electric watches for men and women at America's lowest starting price. Buy them now at your quality jewelers.
Do something nice for someone this Christmas. Give a wonderful Vantage watch.
Now, I believe that Dick has placed our first call of the evening.
I'm through to the first location, but we haven't got the guy on the phone yet.
Oh, he's coming. And where, may I ask, have you...
Hello?
Oh, there we are.
Yeah. Hello, Robert?
Yeah?
This is Honest to Goodness calling, long distance, from WCCO Radio in Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Yes?
How are you this evening?
Okay.
Who was that answered the phone, your mother?
Yeah.
Well, how are things in Floral Park, New York tonight?
Okay.
By golly, it's good to find you at home. Robert Mazzola, that must be Italian.
Yes.
Hey, compadre.
How you doing?
Okay.
Let me introduce you to Randy Merriman, my Italian buddy here.
Oh, yes. Hello there, Bob. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, Robert. Nice. How old are you?
I'm 18.
Well, it's certainly nice to talk to you, and you live in Floral Park.
Yes.
New York. That's, if I remember correctly, in Nassau County, right centrally located on Long Island, right?
No, it's in Queens.
Oh, are you in Queens?
Yeah, this is...
Well, now, let me just think something out here. Aren't you right next to Garden City? Isn't the next station on the railroad Floral Park, and then you go to Garden City?
Well, it's in the city line.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
Right on the edge, huh?
Yeah, on the edge, because that's where I used to live. I lived in Garden City for a number of years. You and I were neighbors, Robert.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, and of course, we were in Nassau County, but you say Floral Park is in Queens, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, my goodness. How long have you lived in Floral Park?
Well, let's see. I moved here when I was about 8, so about 10 years now.
Where from, Robert? Have you always lived, born and raised in the East?
Yes, in the Bronx.
You moved,
born in the Bronx, yeah.
Yeah, you moved from the Bronx to Floral Park.
Yes.
You moved away from where the Yankees...
yeah.
What are you a Yankee fan or a Mets fan?
Oh, both.
You like them both, huh?
Yeah.
Well, Robert, tell us a little bit about yourself. Are you a student? Do you go to school? Or are you employed? What do you do?
I'm going to Queens College here in Queens.
Oh, yes. Yes, I know where you are there. And now, we're awfully happy to call you tonight. Have you ever been out in the Twin Cities where we're talking to you from now?
No. I'd like to go there. I have some friends there.
Oh, who do you have living out this way?
Paul and Chris Funky. And they just moved there.
Their name
They told me about this, huh?
Yeah.
I'm in the car.
Oh, really?
Their name is Flunky?
Yes.
Where are they? Minneapolis, St. Paul?
Yes, St. Paul, Minnesota.
Oh, I see.
Ah. Uh-huh. Well, now listen, Robert, maybe they're listening this evening and they're hearing your voice. I'm certain that would make them very happy, you know, to hear a buddy that they haven't seen for a while.
Yeah, that'd be terrific.
Well, fine. Now, what kind of weather are you having there almost December? What's it like there now? It was kind of, I know, smoggy in New York City here last week.
Yeah, we had some smog.
Did you get that in Floral Park, too?
Yeah, we had smog, yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people don't realize that Floral Park is only, about 45 minutes from Manhattan, aren't you?
That's right.
Yeah. And how is it today?
Oh, it was cloudy and cool.
Uh-huh.
I kind of remember Queens as being kind of pretty.
Yeah, it is. Nice here.
Very pretty, yes. What are you studying in Queens College?
I'm taking engineering.
Oh, fine. Very good. Well, now, Robert, we're going to give you a chance to win a little dough, $8.30, and this should come in kind of handy just before Christmas time. You probably can use it. You got a girl, Robert?
No, not anyone in particular.
Oh, well, I just going to say it would buy dinner or something or maybe a little present. Well, anyway, let's see, Robert. You say you've never been out here in Minnesota. We would like to have you get acquainted with our area by asking you a question, you see, about this area out here, okay?
Yeah, okay.
All right, and if you answer the question correctly, you'll win the $8.30. Dick, what do you think would be a good question for Bob Mazzola?
Well, let's try question number 8 there.
Number 8.
Mm-hmm. This is a true or false question.
Yeah, you can just answer it either way, true or false. Okay, Bob? Well, now, here's the question. Venison is the Minnesota name for cooked bear meat. Venison. That's the Minnesota name for cooked bear meat.
Venison?
Yeah, no, venison. V-E-N-I-S-O-N.
Venison.
Yeah, venison. That's, if you want to ask, talk that over with somebody, you know, you have a minute before you have to answer. Venison.
That's pretty tough.
Well, sometimes it is. It depends how it's cooked.
Yeah, all you have to guess is true or false.
Yeah, just true or false, whichever you think it is.
Yeah, either true or false is what you guess.
Yeah, venison. No, not Emerson. Yeah, venison, you see, is the Minnesota name for cooked bear meat. Did you ever, do you ever do any hunting yourself, Bob, you know?
No. No. Fishing, but no hunting.
Lots of fishing, I see. Well, just answer true or false, whichever you think.
Oh.
You want to talk to somebody there. How about your mother? Maybe she's a pretty good cook. She could tell you this.
I doubt if she'd know.
You got to remember, Dick, that Bob, I know what you mean there. Bob was born and raised in the Bronx and moved from the Bronx to Floral Park in
Maybe
Queens.
Maybe I picked out a tough question, but we'll try it.
I think you did. Well, listen, you got a 50-50 chance, see? So do you think it's true or false? Which do you think it is?
Oh, I'll say true.
Well, that's your first guess now, see.
Yeah, that was the...
oh.
And then what you get is another guess.
Okay, false.
Yes, that's right. False
is correct. That's right. All right, we want you to win, and nobody loses on the Clear Channel night. False. Will you explain to Bob, who is not a hunter, doesn't dig venison and bear, what this is all about?
I can understand that. Bob, this is something that's known in deer country. Have you ever heard deer referred to as venison?
No.
Well, that's what we call prepared deer meat is venison. And cooked bear meat, I don't know what you call that. I guess you call it cooked bear meat. Or something like that. Anyway, we threw you a curve on the first question.
Yeah, sure. But we never let anyone lose on these Clear Channel programs, as people know. So, Bob Mazzola in Floral Park, New York. I'm going to have you talk now to Dick Chapman. He will get your mailing address out east, and we'll put a check for $8.30 in the mail. You'll have it very soon.
Okay.
Honest to goodness, it was very nice to talk to you, and thank you for sending us your name, address, and phone number so we could call you.
Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, all right, there's our first call. And we, that I tell you, that's about as far east, or down east, as they say, as you can get. because that is right on the island. Not Manhattan, but Long Island. Isn't that amazing, right? First one, Dick, would be right where I, practically where I used to live.
Would you take a guess at the zip code in Floral Park, New York, New York?
Well, let's see. It's probably, I think Manhattan is 10-something like this. See? So
yeah.
This is probably a low number, too.
You're pretty close. Here we are out here in the Midwest with
5-5-something.
Yes. And this zip code is 11004.
Well, that's, yeah. I think
that's an easy zip code to remember, isn't it?
Easy enough.
Make it hard on us Midwesterners with the 5569-234-2386¾.
My goodness, when I stop to think how many times I took the Long Island Railroad or the
Long
train.
Island
Long
Railroad.
Island, yes, the Long
yes.
Island Railroad train.
And what, there's a subway that goes out there.
Well, that goes out to Jamaica.
That's right.
Subway
yeah.
to Jamaica.
Is that the IRT,
yes,
the BMT, or but, the TQS?
And then when you go to, well, I don't know.
No, you just get on the right train. Huh?
Anyway, you can take the train out past Belrose, and that's where Belmont Racetrack is.
Uh-huh.
I used to have to hold myself on the train when we got to the racetrack all the time. Something kept pulling me off.
Is like, that so?
Yeah.
I didn't know you went after the nags.
I'd go up to the $2 window and say, give me a ticket the rest of the way home.
Yeah.
We'll be making another call, Clear Channel, in just a minute following this message.
Ample wine is fine. Serve it when you dine. When eating or treating, order Temple wine.
Well, now a Temple kosher wine for every taste. You know that? Temple Concord is still just $1 in the full quart gift pack. New Temple cherry and blackberry wines are $1 in icebox decanter. So you can buy all three Temple wines today. So I would like to also add that of, you know, there are 4,000 AM radio stations in the United States, actually more than 4,000. Only 24 individual stations are clear frequencies, and WCCO radio is one of them. And that is why we call this our clear channel night, when we talk to people who hear us at far distant points.
One of 2 dozen stations. That's why we have such fun calling coast to coast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we get mail from these folks all over, all the time. And
hello?
Yeah, hello, this is Honest to Goodness calling from WCCO Radio in Minneapolis and St. Paul, long distance.
Oh, yes?
Like to speak to Mrs. Fordyce, please.
Well, this is Mrs. Fordyce.
Mrs. Fordyce, how are things in Webb City, Missouri?
Oh, just wonderful.
By Georgie, you're there in my old home state, Mrs.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah,
we just sent that card in.
Well, that figures because...
Good for you.
Yeah, tonight's the first Clear Channel calling night we've had on Honest to Goodness.
Oh, same... It's too bad my husband wasn't home. He's down in the Veterans Hospital at Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Oh, is that so?
He just left yesterday morning. He was home for a few days.
They might even have the radio on there, Dick, listening tonight. Ms.
Well, he took his transistor radio.
I bet he's hearing Mrs. Fordyce.
Yeah, we have listeners in Fayetteville.
Sure.
Yeah. Mrs. Fordyce, that other fellow you hear there, that's Randy Merriman.
Yes,
oh,
hello?
Yes. Well, we just love your voices. We love your program.
Well, aren't you nice to say it? We love you, Mrs. Fordyce.
Well, we've been listening to you for years. You know, we used to be up in Portal, North Dakota.
Oh, really? You lived in North Dakota?
Oh, yes. We've only been down here just a little over a year.
And you moved to Webb City, Missouri?
Yes.
What do you folks do there?
My husband's retired.
Oh, I see. Well, how come you picked out Webb City is what
well,
I was trying
we
to...
Just, my husband was wanting tires one time, and he saw an ad in the paper for a house, and he come up and bought it. We just liked everything about it.
Well, isn't that nice? How big is Webb City?
Oh, it's about 7,000.
Dick Chapman comes from Missouri. He wasn't really fooling Mrs. Fordyce. Where did you live, Dick, in Missouri?
Well, I'm a Western Missourian. I'm over around Kansas City.
Oh, yes.
I'm trying to place Webb City. Here I am, an ex-Missourian. I can't remember, but it seems to me that you're over south of St. Louis. Is that right?
Well, yes, we are. We're only 4 miles from Joplin.
Oh, Joplin. Yeah,
yes.
You're pretty close to Arkansas right there, aren't you?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's in the Missouri Hills.
Well, for
Randy.
Goodness, I should say so. Where did you say you used to live in North Dakota, Mrs. Fordyce?
Portal, North Dakota. Portal. Right up on the boundary.
Yeah, right up, way up toward Canada there.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Gee, that's quite a jump for you. That must be 900 miles or 800 miles or something.
Oh,
like
that's
that.
Over 1,000 miles.
I should say it is.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the reason I said that, Mrs. Fordyce, is because now here you moved all the way from Portal, North Dakota,
uh-huh.
all the way down to Webb City, Missouri.
Well,
and here we are still with you, WCCO Radio.
Oh, yes, we have you every night.
Well, isn't that nice? Mm-hmm. Gee, I'm glad. I suppose you get a kind of fun out of hearing about the news and the weather and the things going on around.
Yes, we like to hear about the weather up there. See,
I'll bet you.
The weather is wonderful down here. We don't have any snow.
Yeah, now what kind of a temperature do you have right about now?
Well, it's just about 40 now, but it has been around 70, you know.
Oh, is that so? Mm-hmm. You know what it is in good old Minneapolis-St. Paul right now?
No, I'd just like to know.
So would I. What is it?
I think it's about 8 degrees.
Oh, my.
Yeah, we got one of those nifty little North Dakota winds that you sent us, you know.
Oh, we know what they're like.
It's about 20 miles an hour.
Well, this weather is awful nice here.
Fella could bring a pound of butter home tonight from the store and it isn't going to spoil. That's...
Yeah, I could even put it on the radiator of the car there and it wouldn't hurt anything.
Well, now, Mrs. Fordyce, what's your husband's first name?
George.
I certainly hope, by George, that George is listening on his
radio.
Well,
I sure hope he is, because I just told him to take his transistor along.
Yes, ma'am. Well, now, he's going to hear you win $8.30. We're going to find a nice little question here for you that wins some money and buy George a little present. Let's see. Should we use this one about venison and cooked bear meat?
No, we did that
one. Oh, that's right, we did.
We had a little trouble with the fella in New York who didn't understand that one. We'll try another one.
Well, now, let me see if we find one here that... I bet you've been in Minnesota, haven't you?
Oh, yes, we've been in Minnesota.
Well, all right, now let me give you... How about question 10 there, Dick? That ought to be... one
question 10, all right.
Yes, all right. Okay. Now, Rochester, Minnesota is the home of one of the world's most famous medical centers. Can you give me its name?
That's the Mayo Hospital, Mayo Brothers Hospital.
You are absolutely correct. The Mayo Clinic, that is right.
Uh-huh.
You have won the $8.30.
Well, say, that's wonderful.
Well, now, Mrs. Fordyce, I suppose you got lots of kinfolk still living up around North Dakota.
Oh, yes. Not too many, though.
Oh, well, wherever they are, all the way from North Dakota to Webb City, they're listening to you tonight, and I'll bet they're getting quite a thrill out of hearing you because... you know, they say there's our aunt or a friend or somebody like that, you know.
Say, here's something you'd probably be interested in.
Uh-huh.
The forecast for North Dakota tonight, all the way across the state. The low temperatures expected tonight from 0 to 12 below.
Oh, my, 12 below.
That's right.
Well, is it ever nice down here? You know, we always say everything's good about Missouri. Even the sky is bigger down here.
That's my girl.
That's true, though.
Is that what they call a big sky country there?
Well, that's what I think when I go out there. The sky just looks bigger.
Yeah, I guess that's right, all right. Well, Mrs. Fordyce, it was very nice to visit with you, and all I just want to do is say that all of us here at WCCO Radio want to extend the greetings of the season coming up.
And I
want you to stay tuned to us every night and keep in touch.
We surely will. We send in a lot of cards.
Well, good. I'm glad we found one of them. Okay, now, here's Dick Chapman. Yes, ma'am. Did she want to say something?
I'll get the address on the private line.
Okay, all right, fine. I thought maybe Mrs. Fordyce had something.
Well, listen, I wanted to tell you that my husband always said that he had the first radio up in Portal.
The first radio in Portal, North Dakota?
Yes, and it cost him $700.
What?
$700? What did he have in it? Money or something? What?
Well, he used to have a garage up there, and then they used to go into his garage and listen to the radio.
Is that right? And it cost him $700 to build that set, huh?
No, to buy it.
Oh, to buy it. I see.
Was that the garage or the radio?
No, the radio. How long ago was that, Mrs.
It's when radio come out first, you know.
I'll bet you one of the very first programs you ever heard was Larry Haig with the farm news.
Yes, and then there was Kansas City Nighthawks and all that,
yes,
you know.
Yes, sir. Larry Haig and the Kansas City Nighthawks. Well, thank you very much, Mrs. Fortis.
Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Yes, ma'am. Now, that was an interesting little observation we had. I bet she also used to hear Bob DeHaven. I remember when I was just a youngster, mother used to tell me about Bob and some of his programs. Well, all right, we're going to say, have you seen the new shape of Canada Dry? All your favorite Canada Dry flavors and mixers now come in new 10-ounce, no-deposit, no-return bottles, easier to store and easier to carry. Inside the new-look bottles, you will find the same old-time Canada Dry sparkling quality, because only the shape is new. Bring home a six-pack or a case of Canada Dry today. And there you are. Something nice and dry from Canada Dry.
All right, here goes another call.
Okay. While you're making this call, Dick, it would be unfair of me to I suppose to name one and not others, but so many people that we can't in an hour's time call, you know, time won't allow us. But just to name some of the people, I'm thinking of Mrs. Robert Dollarshell in California, Missouri, because we had just called Missouri.
Where was that, California?
And I'd never heard of it.
California. What, California is only a hop, skip, and a postnatal drip from where I used to work.
Mm-hmm.
It's in Central Mo.
Well, these people sent cards, but unfortunately we couldn't get to all of the points. Mrs. Marie Breeden, of Spencer, Indiana, and Robert Barbutis. Dalton, Illinois. From Bloomington, Illinois, Tony Lennon. And from Arlington Heights, Illinois, David Meisner. That folks in Illinois. Now, here we go.
Hello.
Hello, this is Honest to Goodness calling from WCCO Radio in Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Hold the phone.
All right.
Cut out quick.
What?
The red TV was on. I couldn't hear you.
Who's this, please?
Ms. Schreiber.
Mrs. C.E. Schreiber?
Yes.
In Beaumont, Texas?
Yes.
And you said the TV was on, you couldn't hear me.
It's okay now.
Well, you can hear me on the phone all right now, can't you?
I can.
Well, it's good to find you home there in Beaumont, Texas, Mrs. Schreiber.
Yes.
How are you this evening?
Just fine.
Well, we're kind of glad to talk to you from here in the frozen Northland right now.
Are y'all cold?
Well, not too cold. It's only about 10 degrees. We call it a nice spring day.
I just melted when Mrs. Schreiber said that. Said, y'all cold? And Mrs. Schreiber, you just melted me with that nice, warm greeting.
Yeah, Mrs. Schreiber, that's Randy Merriman. I want you to meet him right now.
Hello, Mrs. Schreiber.
How do you do?
Gee, you sound nice and friendly and all. Are you born and raised in Texas, Mrs. Schreiber?
Yeah, that's right.
And what's the farthest north you've ever been?
I've been to Minneapolis.
Well, then you've been quite a ways. Now, have you ever been in Minneapolis in January, February?
Oh, Lord, no.
Well, you sound like...
I went in August one time and had to borrow a sweater.
Oh, you're just Josh, and now you're pulling my leg.
Huh? Right.
In August? Why, this is beautiful here. I got to tell you, honestly now, Mrs. Schreiber, really, you know, they've had lots of snow and lots of weather up around the Great Lakes area.
Mm-hmm.
And... You've probably read about it or heard about it on your news there.
Yeah, I keep up with it on the news.
Sure, and right now here we are in Minnesota, Minneapolis and St. Paul, capital city and the sister city, and we have no snow on the ground at all. It's invigorating, really.
You're used to it.
You could use that sweater tonight, and you'd be very comfortable.
Oh, no.
tell me about Beaumont, Texas. How big is that?
Oh, about 125,000.
And where, just about, what, you know, Texas is so very big. What part of Texas?
It's southeast Texas, Beaumont. It's near Houston, about 100 miles from Houston.
Oh, around Houston.
And we're about 54 miles from the Gulf of Mexico.
Well, 54 miles from the Gulf.
Uh-huh.
Well, now, I'm going to ask you something.
All right.
You talk about our cold weather.
Yeah.
I'll bet you once in a while you get a little wind down there, huh?
Oh, yeah, once in a while.
Yes, sir. It blows in kind of... strong off the Gulf there.
That's right.
Yeah.
So you know where Lubbock, Texas is?
Yes.
Well, you know, I used to work for a radio station there in Lubbock, Texas, and it seems to me that we did high school play-by-play between the Lubbock High School team and the Beaumont High School team.
I see.
And it seems to me that we whipped you.
Well, that makes sense.
Well, that was a long time ago, though. I can remember that.
But he's
you
not...
have been in Texas.
What's that?
I said, you have been in Texas.
Oh, yes. Oh, I lived there for a couple of years.
Good.
I used to live in Galveston, too. You know where that is.
Oh, that's right near us, too. That's 79 miles from Beaumont.
That's right. And I lived in Corpus Christi.
Now, that's a long way.
And I lived in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm really an old Texan almost.
Well, you better come on back home.
Well, would you believe it's a little tough to get down there now.
And you said, why, how cold that night?
10 degrees right now.
Ooh,
10 degrees. But this is, it's really very nice.
Fine.
Real pleasant. Well, now, I tell you what, Mrs. Schreiber, we want you to win $8.30.
Oh, goodness.
I want to ask you first before I give you the question, do you listen to us down there?
No, that's a little bit far for us.
Well, how do I happen to have your name and your telephone?
I have relatives in Minneapolis, and they dote on your station.
Well, but did your relative send in your name?
No, I sent it myself.
Oh, you sent...
Yes.
Well, how did you know about tonight?
Well, Mrs., Weber visits me in the winter from up there.
Now, Mrs. Weber, you say?
He is a Schreiber.
Oh, Mrs.
Weber from Minneapolis is a Schreiber.
Mrs. Weber is a Schreiber.
Uh-huh, and she visits in the winter. She tells us about the station and about listening to
him. Oh, I see.
She's a great radio hound, so she listens all the time.
Well, I'm glad. Then she's, because of her, you know all about WCCO.
That's right.
I'll bet she's listening right now tonight.
I bet she is, too.
Probably, yes, and I bet she's getting a big pleasure from hearing you.
Well, I'm sure she is.
All right, well, now, Mrs. Schreiber, first of all, we want to just take a moment here to do the things that we should do for the Federal Communications Commission, mm-hmm. and then we're going to give you a chance to win $8.30.
Uh-huh. It's exactly 9 o'clock Central Standard Time, mm-hmm. and you're listening to The Good Neighbor to the Northwest with mm-hmm. studios in Minneapolis and St. Paul at 830-WCCO.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Say, let me hear you say that once now down there in Texas. It'd be the first time anyone ever did a WCCO breakdown. You just say that this is with studios in Minneapolis and St. Paul. Just say that.
The studios in Minneapolis and St. Paul, WCCO.
Yeah, that's there. You did it. There you did it.
It's kind of a warm sound there.
Very nice. Yeah. Now, Mrs. Schreiber, we're going to find a question for you and send you some money to do your Christmas shopping. Let me see what we can find here for you.
Okay.
You pretty good on quiz questions, are you?
Oh, not too hot. On the spur of the moment, I'm not.
Well, let's see. Spurs should be good for you there in Texas, though.
Yeah.
Do you ride horseback?
No.
I thought everybody in Texas, you know, knew how to.
Oh, I know it.
Oh, well, let's see now. How about this? If you were looking, you've heard of Paul Bunyan, you know? Paul Bunyan? The legendary, sort of like he was ahead of the Jolly Green Giant, really. But if you were looking for the legendary Paul Bunyan, would you go to Bemidji, Minnesota, or to Brainerd, Minnesota? Which of those two towns?
If I was doing what now?
If you were looking for the legendary Paul Bunyan, you were searching for him, would you go to Bemidji, Minnesota, or to Brainerd, Minnesota?
I'd go to Brainerd, because Bemidji is that old cold spot, isn't it?
Well, that's got nothing to do.
It gets pretty cold
up
there.
But Brainerd, you say you would go to Brainerd, would you?
Yes, I would.
Well, I tell you the truth, actually, you'd be right, and you could go to Bemidji. See, either one, because he would live in either place.
He would.
Either one. They
well,
both.
I think he'd like the other better, because he's not so cold.
Well, Brainerd is a little farther south. Is that right?
Just a little bit.
A little
you
bit.
See, Paul is so big that he's got one foot in Bemidji and one in Brainerd.
And he used to go to Brainerd for the winter. Because
that's right. Yeah.
Yes. Well, all right.
Oh, guys.
Mrs. Schreiber, it's very nice to talk with you in Beaumont, Texas. And
it was nice to talk to you.
Thank you. Now, Dick Chapman's going to talk to you on the private line to get your mailing address. And honest to goodness, it was nice to visit with you.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. All right. That is the answer from Mrs. Schreiber in Beaumont, Texas. Now, let me see here. Just taking a moment. I would like to talk to you about Gift House, the Gift House Stamp people. This little suggestion, while doing your Christmas shopping, you'd like to shop perhaps where you see the Gift House sign. And you can trust that merchant to have fine products, to give helpful and courteous service, and to offer low prices. Plus, you receive the extra dividend of Gift House stamps with every purchase. Gift House has earned a reputation for quality. The gifts that you receive for saving the stamps are the very, very best. You get things like beautiful luggage, movie equipment, things the whole family can enjoy. Snow shovels, all those things, you see. We haven't got a flake of snow anywhere. I probably started it. Modern appliances, handsome furniture, brand name merchandise. Every gift is guaranteed. Now, people have come to expect a lot from Gift House, and that responsibility must be met by any merchant that gives the Gift House stamp. So look for that sign, Gift House, at supermarkets, drugstores, service stations, and other fine merchants. By the way, if you're an owner or a manager of a store, you believe in giving your customers the very best, well, then we'd be proud to have you join the Gift House family.
You know what I was trying to do when we were talking to Mrs. Schreiber there in Beaumont?
Yes,
I was trying
no
to call Canada. We're going to hook them up together, but I got a busy signal. I was trying to call Ontario, Canada, Dundas. Here's a new call, though. This is kind of up north. We'll see what's happening.
Hello?
Hello, this is Honest to Goodness calling from...
Well, we're listening to you.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Who's this, Rudy Anderson?
This is Rudy. My sister Esther is here, too.
Oh, and how are things this fine evening in Ludington, Michigan?
Well, it's not too bad. It's a little rough, but we're getting a little more snow. We had quite a snowstorm over the last couple of days.
Say, I heard about that. How much do you have there?
Oh, we got about 4 inches.
Is that so?
That's right.
Has the wind stopped blowing yet?
Well, yes. The wind died last night. You know, I know you mentioned the car ferry City of Midland being on the beach here?
Yeah?
Well, they freed it today, and it's back in its port, though.
Oh, they finally got it in the shore, huh?
That's right.
You didn't happen to go down there and take a look, did you?
Well, I was down there and watched a while.
Oh, well, I'll be doggone. Yeah, that's quite a national story that's going on, that Ludington Ferry all hung up there on the sandbar.
Well, yes.
Are you familiar with that story, Randy? Now, this is Randy Merriman here beside me.
Well, glad to talk to you, Randy.
Thank you. Nice to talk to you.
I've listened to you fellas for about 5 years now.
Well, we're very delighted, very happy to be able to talk to you. Now, you say Esther's there too, huh?
Yeah, she's there. I'll tell her to turn the radio down just a little.
Well, all right. She got it on right now, has she?
Turn it down just a little. Yeah.
She got honest to goodness on the radio right now?
Oh, sure.
Well,
sure.
That's fine.
We wouldn't miss this.
Well, isn't that nice?
We listen to you.
How we booming?
Turn the radio down.
Yeah. That's it, Esther. How we coming in? We booming in pretty good tonight?
You're coming in good. At first, there was some nights there's interference from Texas and Louisville.
I was getting a little interference from Texas about a minute ago myself.
Mrs. Shriver?
Yeah, she was talking about all that snow, Rudy. She doesn't understand that snow is healthy for you, isn't it?
Well...
I mean, I got my fingers crossed here, Rudy, a little bit. You know, I'm winking.
Sure.
How much snow did you say you have there?
Oh, about 3-4 inches now. We had more... couple days ago, but
The upper peninsula, I guess, is where they got it pretty
well,
much.
Well, they have quite a bit more, yeah.
Oh, yes, mm-hmm. Indeed. Say, listen, Ludington is... I was there. I took that car ferry one time across the lake from Manitowoc to Ludington.
Sure.
Yeah, that's very nice, yeah.
Well it's a nice little town here.
Say, Rudy, right now, I guess you folks are pretty proud of Michigan State. That's a great product, that
football
team.
Well, yes, we are, but of course, I'm a Michigan fan.
Oh, I see. University.
But to that is Michigan State comes next, of course.
Oh, sure. That's right. But Michigan, not too bad either. They got.
They should have been on top this year, but we'll settle for State.
I'll say one thing. They were sure on top of Minnesota all day. 49 to nothing.
I was going to say that they did that because you fellas didn't call me before. But
Boy, if Murray Warmath found out that was the reason why Dick and I'd have to leave town.
We have... my sister, she isn't here, but she had relatives there. The Hendricksons, remember Hendrickson that played on the football team?
Yeah, sure.
My sister was married to a Hendrickson, and he was a nephew.
Well, for goodness sakes.
Small world, by
golly. Well, say, Rudy, you want to put Esther on the phone? Maybe she'd like to answer the question, huh?
Esther, do you want to answer the question?
Or is she...
She said she'd rather listen.
She's kind of bashful. All right.
Well, not exactly, but she'd rather listen.
Well, let's find a good question here now. Have you ever been to Minnesota?
Well, no, I'd like to get up there. I've had nephews that have been up there and went to school up there.
Well, I just kind of asked that question so I'd know what to pick out here for you. I think I got a good one, though.
I'm quite a sportsman myself.
You are?
Doesn't matter.
Well, this one hasn't got too much to do with hunting or anything like that.
No.
But the question is this. Fine Durham wheat from Minnesota is shipped to Italy, and they sent it to Italy to manufacture what famous Italian product?
Well, it must be spaghetti.
That's just what it is. That's spaghetti and Marconi. You're right.
Macaroni.
Macaroni.
Yeah.
Spaghetti and macaroni. Right.
Pizza pie.
That's it. The bigger pizza pie. Well, Rudy, honest to goodness, I'm glad you won the money.
Well, thank you, and I certainly appreciate you fellas calling. It took a long time, but we listen to you practically every night.
Well, we really enjoy that.
When it comes in quite regular.
Well, very good. Now
we certainly get a kick out of all of you fellas.
Well, that's very nice.
No station has such such interesting announcers and good programs.
Say, I see you got that letter I sent you with all that script in.
Yeah.
That's nice. of you to say all that.
Jürgen Nash, we wouldn't miss him, and Abner, we got a folder from you fellas back, but I didn't see Abner in there.
Well, there's a reason.
That's because his picture would stop a clock there.
There's a reason for that.
Yeah, we don't want anybody frightened, you know.
There's certain things here as we call it, CCO land, that we try to keep as quiet as possible.
Well,
and we're not too successful.
We certainly enjoy all of you.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to let you talk to Dick Chapman, Rudy, on the private line to get your mailing address in Ludington, Michigan. Good night, sir.
Nice to talk to you.
Thank you. That was Rudy Anderson, and he said Esther was there. We never did really hear from her, but, you know, you got to take his word for it. So I guess that's the way it is. Now, you know, I think we're going to take a moment here to do a little something for the company, and then we'll come back again with our next call to someplace in the USA.
Old Dutch potato chips, Old Dutch, the snappy chips.
Crispy, crunchy, light and snappy, Old Dutch potato chips.
Old Dutch, the crispiest, Old Dutch, the tastiest.
Crispy, crunchy, light and snappy, Old Dutch potato chips.
Well, another snappy snack is Old Dutch corn cones. They're great for parties. Old Dutch corn cones are a crisp, puffy cheese snack with a hole in the middle. They're made from golden corn drenched in pure Wisconsin cheddar cheese. Old Dutch corn cones, just 39 cents. Now, from the makers of Old Dutch potato chips.
Old Dutch, the snappy chips.
Crispy, crunchy, light and snappy. Old Dutch, potato chips.
Now, let me just take a look at some of the other places. Well, we've heard from Maxine Madison at Marble City, Oklahoma. Can you imagine a beautiful city like that? Marble City. And Edward Ralco in Detroit, Michigan. Mrs. Mary Taylor in Shawnee, Oklahoma. And Mrs. Nick Herman in St. Louis, Missouri. A lot of Missouri people. Arlington Heights, Illinois. We heard from Dora Meegett. And from right from Chicago, Edward and Helen Juntinen. Well, where's that?
That was a call I was trying to place to Drexel Hill, Pennsylvania. You don't happen to know where that is, do you?
No.
You
no,
don't?
Maybe it's in Pennsylvania Dutch company. Country, I mean, company.
Well, let's go out west on this call. What do you say?
Line was busy in Drexel... Drexel Hill, Pennsylvania. We're sorry you took the time to contact us, but at the moment your line is busy.
Well, that's the second busy signal I've got tonight, as a matter of fact. We tried to call someone in Ontario, and that line was busy.
John Schott from Fort Wayne, Indiana, and Audrey Sandbrink in Aurora, Indiana. And from Osawatomie, Kansas. Have you ever heard of that?
Osawatomie.
That's what I was going to say. I just ran down at the time. Osawatomie, of
Holy
course.
Holy mackerel. If they heard you say Osawatomie, they'd scalp you there.
Oh, yeah, he would not.
Osawatomie's not too far from Kansas City. It's out just a little ways
well,
west.
Well, Harry Montavon, or Montavon, maybe, in Osawatomie, Kansas. Marge Harbin from Detroit, Michigan. James Ruxlow from Quincy, Illinois. Another Kansas, Topeka, Kansas, Mrs. J.W. Neal.
Yeah. Hello, this is Honest to Goodness calling.
Oh,
long...
for heaven's sake.
Hello.
I was listening to you.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah.
Well, then this must be Mrs. G. Alexanderson in Phoenix, Arizona.
Yes.
Oh,
well, it's good to have you on the line tonight with Honest to Goodness. How are things in Phoenix?
I just sent that card. You know, I accidentally picked you up about 2 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
That was no accident.
I like to dial around.
That was no accident. We were hoping we could attract you, Mrs. Alexanderson.
Yes.
You'd be surprised how easy it is to pick us up, too.
Yeah.
You could dial around a little bit.
Were you in the automobile? Was that on your car radio?
Oh, no, home.
Well, no, I mean when you first heard us.
Home.
Because automobile car radios, you know, today are real
powerful.
Oh, I don't
even have a car.
You don't?
No.
Well, I'm glad that you got a radio.
Well, were you listening tonight when we talked to the lady in Texas?
Oh,
And the man in Ludington, Michigan there? Well, now you know that things are quite different all across the country, and I would imagine it's quite pleasant there in Phoenix, or am I wrong?
Oh, yes, we had about a 72 today.
Isn't that nice?
Oh, that's great.
Beautiful. How are things in Scottsdale, too?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't been over there in some time, but I live right in about the heart of Phoenix. I've been here about 6 years. My home is with some Buffalo, New York.
Oh, really?
Oh, is that so?
Upstate New York, huh?
Well, we talked to a man in Queens tonight.
Yeah. Well, that's quite a ways, though. That's in
quite a ways from Buffalo.
Buffalo is upstate, yeah. Well, Mrs. Alexanderson, have you ever been around our area in Minneapolis or something?
Oh, no, I haven't done any traveling at all.
Well, I think you really have all the way from...
Now I have, sure.
Yeah. May I ask you, are you employed or...
I'm retired and I'm a widow.
Oh, I see.
And my daughter came here and I live by myself in a small home and my daughter lives just around the corner. We bought the property.
Well, you have certainly selected a lovely place to make your home in Phoenix. I bet you can probably look out the window and See Camelback, huh?
Oh, yes. I'm only about 10 blocks away. Have you seen it?
Oh, have I seen it? I tripped
well,
over
well,
it.
Well, wait a minute. Tell me about it. Who is Camelback?
That's a mountain.
That's a mountain.
Oh, I thought it was a coat or something.
No. That's camel hair, you're thinking. No, Dick, you see, he hasn't been any farther than Missouri and Lubbock, Texas.
Yeah.
But boy, has he been there. No, but I do recall, Evelyn, Ms. Merriman and I were in Phoenix. I'm ashamed to admit it was... My goodness, it was 1950. That's 16 years ago.
Oh, listen, could I ask you, Randy, I've heard your name on radio or TV.
Yes?
In what connection?
Well, it could be for many things.
Well, you remember the old quiz kids, don't you?
Yes.
Well, he wasn't one of them because he wasn't smart enough.
No.
I did a program for a number of years, Mrs. Alexanderson, out of New York.
Back in Buffalo.
Yes, that was the big payoff with Bess Meyerson from New York.
Oh, I thought the name sounded familiar.
And in those days, we were giving away mink coats and trips to Basra. Now, tonight, I'm going to give you a chance to win
$8.30. Oh, I hope I can answer it.
Well, I hope you will, too. This is the fun part of it, to send you our check. But mostly just to visit with you. Now, let's see here, Dick, what can we pick out for a question for Mrs. Alexanderson?
Well, how about either number 6 or number 7 there? Those are, you know, I think we can get an answer there.
All right, let's see. Number 7, she'll know that one. You go ahead. You
all
be
right.
The quizmaster.
Yeah,
here's your question.
Here's the question for $8.30.
All
ready?
Right.
Tourists wonder at the Aurora Borealis in Minnesota. Now, what is another more common name for...
Oh, the Northern Lights.
Well,
why,
you didn't even let
course.
Me finish the question, for heaven's sake.
I had you down here already as a winner, Mrs. Alexanderson, before you even answered it.
Well, I've seen the Northern Lights back in Buffalo many years ago.
Yes, well, that's when we turn them on here, you see. We throw a switch, and then...
The switch is in Duluth, you see, and we...
That's it, yes.
Am I right?
Yes, you are.
Right.
Indeed,
uh-huh.
You are right.
Uh-huh.
Well, now, ma'am, it's a delight to visit with you. I want to thank you very much. You said earlier that you had kind of turned the dial a little and you like to listen to radio. That's a very fine occupation or a fine pastime. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad that you found WCCO.
Yes. Well, thank you so
much. And I hope that during many of your listening hours that you will... You will come back to 830. That's 830. 830 on your radio dial.
Yes.
You just look at the amount on that check of $8.30.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, you bet. That's our sneaky way of telling you, you see.
That's right.
Okay, Mrs. Alexanderson in Phoenix, Arizona. Now, here's Dick Chapman. And so, we will now place another call. But first, I want to tell you again about Canada Dry. That's that new shape of Canada Dry. Take a look at it next time you're in your store. Your favorite Canada Dry flavors and mixers now come in new 10-ounce, no-deposit, no-return bottles. They're easier to store, easier to carry. Inside the new-look bottles, you find the same old-time Canada Dry sparkle and quality, because only the shape is new. Bring home a six-pack or a case of Canada Dry today. I'm thirsty just talking about it here. Now, let me look at some of these other... names and addresses of faraway places. These clear channel nights. By the way, our next all clear channel night will be on Wednesday, December 14th. And we'd like to make contact with a regular WCCO radio listener who catches honest to goodness each night, who may listen to us on a ship at sea or in port or in an aircraft or a train or a ranger station in a forest somewhere. Just some unusual listening location where we can reach you by two-way radio telephone. Write us, send us your area code, your zip code. That's Wednesday night, December 14th. Just address Honest to Goodness, WCCO Radio, Minneapolis or St. Paul.
We could say hello to Ted Youngren in Angola, Indiana, and Mrs. Basil Hutsko in Whiting, Indiana, and Pines Dunn there in Kansas City, Missouri, my old hometown. Bert Hughes wrote from St. Louis, and Mary and Pat Manza from Chicago, and Mrs. Mina Deglow of St. Joe Mo. Good old Saint, you know, Billy Balch used to work in St. Joseph, Missouri. Did you know that?
Yes, Bill Balch is from Paris, Tennessee.
Hello, this is Honest to Goodness calling from WCCO Radio in St. Paul and Minneapolis.
Yes, sir.
Is this Mrs. J.T. Evans?
Yes, this is Ms. Evans.
In Grand Cane, Louisiana?
Yes, sir.
Well, by golly, we've got a nice long hook up here long distance tonight, Mrs. Evans.
Uh-huh.
How are things in Grand Cane this evening?
Just fine.
I want to introduce you to our quizmaster on Honest to Goodness, Randy Merriman.
All right.
Well, hello there, Mrs. Evans.
Hello, Mr. Merriman.
I'm happy to talk to you. Would you tell me a little bit about Grand Cane? Where is that?
Well, it's about 20 miles south of Shreveport.
And it sounds like it would be a nice, warm, and a very lovely place there.
Yes, it is. We've had lovely weather today.
Yes. Give me an example, Mrs. Evans. What kind of temperature?
Oh, it was sunny and warm, and I think it was about 70 degrees.
Oh, isn't that nice? Here in Minneapolis and St. Paul, it's about 8 degrees right now.
Well, that's just real cold, isn't it?
I gather from listening to you that you've lived in Grand Cane, Louisiana for a long time.
Yes, we've lived here about 30 years now.
Before that, did you live in the northern area, or have
no,
you...
No, the farthest we've ever lived is over Dallas.
Dallas, Texas?
Dallas, Texas.
Well, that's where all those Yankees are.
Oh, goodness. Mrs. Evans, you've never been up way up north then, huh?
No, I sure haven't. I'd like to see the northern part of the United States, but I just never have gotten that far up there.
Well, you know something? I tell you what we'll do. We'll see now, through the magic of WCCO Radio, if it isn't possible for us to find someone, and we'll get them on the telephone, and then we'll have you meet somebody that lives way up north, and all four of us will talk here.
All right.
I'd like to ask you something. Have you heard us down there where you live in Louisiana?
Yes, I get your program real often. I enjoy it very much.
Well, I'm so happy to hear that you do, because I know that there are certain times that people send in names and addresses of their friends, you know, that live far away, but it's all the more fun to us when we know that you hear us.
Yes.
Now, Mrs. Evans, I want you to stay right there on the phone, because I think Dick Chapman has now called someone else on Honest to Goodness, Dick.
Yes, I've just reached, and she's on the line with us now, Mrs. R.C. Newton in Pocatello, Idaho. Hello, Miss Newton.
Hello there.
How are you this evening?
Oh, just fine. Been listening to your program.
Well, for goodness sakes.
Well, then you know that we're talking to a lady in Grand Cane, Louisiana right now.
Oh, yes.
And that's Mrs. J.T. Evans, and I'd like you to meet her.
Oh, I'm glad to meet you, Mrs. Evans.
Well, thank you. I didn't get your name.
Newton.
Is it N-E-W-T-O-N?
Yes, just like Sir Isaac Newton, the sat under the apple tree.
Well, it's nice talking to you, Miss Newton.
Well, thank you. It's the same talking to you. I've never been in Illinois, but I was born in Wisconsin, quite close, but I lived in Missouri a while.
Mrs. Newton, this is Randy Merriman talking.
Yes, sir.
And I heard you just say there, probably we didn't, Mrs. Evans is in Louisiana. She's...
Oh, Louisiana. Oh, I thought you said Indiana.
No, Louisiana.
Oh,
now,
well.
Mrs. Evans was just telling me that it was about 70 degrees, did you say, in Louisiana, Mrs. Evans?
Yes, it was about that today.
What, how cold or how warm was it in Pocatello, Idaho today, Mrs. Newton?
It was a bit in the 40s.
Oh, yes, huh? You live, of course, in the lovely west in Pocatello.
Yes, this is the southeastern part of Idaho.
Maybe you could tell Mrs. Evans about a little bit about Pocatello, how big a city you have there.
Well, we have about 45 or 50,000. I've only lived here about 2 years,
mm-hmm.
But it's a large, nice, big town, and it's located on the Portneuf River, and... we have mountains in the background. They're not wooded, but we're not too far from forest area.
Mrs. Newton, you do a beautiful job. Didn't she do a nice job describing Pocatello, Mrs. Evans?
Yes, I didn't hear all of it, but it did sound interesting, the mountains especially in the background.
What do you have in the background there now in Louisiana, Mrs. Evans?
Well, I would think the only thing we have in the background is some very tall pine trees.
That's right. You do have pine trees there, and you also...
It's flat land.
Yeah. Do you have bayous there where you are?
Oh, yes. We have bayous and rivers.
Uh-huh. That's quite a bit different than Pocatello, I'll tell you that.
Oh, yes. It gets rather dry here. In fact, this summer we have had an unusually dry season.
Mrs. Newton, have you ever been as far south as Louisiana?
Oh, no. I ain't never been any farther south than Oklahoma.
Now, and you see, Mrs. Evans was saying she'd never been any further north than Dallas. So I think this has been very nice that you ladies have a chance to meet
well,
and to talk.
Well, yes, hands across the continent.
Isn't that right, though?
And this is a small world.
Yes, ma'am. And the thing of it is that here both of you have met one another because of all of our common interest this evening, and that is WCCO and Honest to Goodness.
Yes, and if you would like to drop me a line sometime, I would glad I'm visually handicapped. So, but I can have somebody read the letters, and I enjoy corresponding.
Well, now.
And my street address is 396 Pershing Avenue.
396 Pershing Avenue.
Pershing.
Yes. And did you get that all right? You have that, Donnie?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. Well, now, Mrs. Evans and Mrs. Newton, we're going to give you both a chance. Why don't you both, we'll ask one question and let both you ladies work on the answer, okay?
Yes, that'll be fine.
You can do that together, you see, and then you will be able to both collect the money. Now, Dick, what kind of a question shall we get for Mrs. Newton and Pocatello and
Evans in Louisiana? Let's try question number one there.
Number one?
Yeah. Now, you think about this, and it won't be too difficult. You ready? And before you give your answer, you can talk it over between the two of you. Is that all right?
Oh, fine.
Okay. Here's the question. The Minnesota River empties into what other famous river?
Now, you ladies talk that over. The Minnesota River empties into what other very famous river?
Miss Denton, I'm not sure, but I think that would be the Red River.
Well, I agree.
Yeah, well, I don't think you girls should miss this one. It's really too easy a question to miss.
Yeah, listen, Mrs. Mrs. Evans, what down there, you know, you've heard of bayou country, surely. You just mentioned the bayou.
Yes.
What river? Isn't there a river kind of gets down that way?
It's the Mississippi River.
Yes, we are right near the Red River, which is at Shreveport.
Oh, I see, the Red River. So, but you have, who was that said Mississippi? Was that you, Ms. Newton?
I said Mississippi.
Yeah, but that Mississippi spills into that gulf down there, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
And that's the dollar. Well, all right, that you see, and that's the right one. So Mississippi is the one we heard, and that's the answer we're looking for. Well, that's very good. Now, you've both won
$8.30. Well, thank you for a wonderful Christmas present.
Well, that is really fine, and I thank you, too.
Well, now, Mrs. Evans in Grand Cane, Louisiana, and Mrs. R.C. Newton in Pocatello, Idaho, we want to thank both of you for your interest and for sending us your name and address and phone number so we could call you. I'm going to let Dick Chapman talk to you both now on the private line to get your mailing address, and then perhaps if you wish to exchange Christmas cards or addresses beyond this, he can give each of you one another's address. Okay?
Yes, that'll be fine.
All right, good night, Mrs.
Thanks so much for calling.
Yes, good night, Ms. Evans.
Good night.
And good night, Ms. Newton. And good night, Mrs. Krasner. Oh, no, hey, don't leave. Now, let's see here. I want to talk about a rolling dairy store. Did you ever see a rolling dairy store? I'm not kidding. You have, you see, if you've seen those sparkling golden orange Ewald delivery trucks in your neighborhood. Yes, an Ewald delivery truck is a complete dairy store right at your door. What did you do? Have me off the radio here?
Okay.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Richard. Okay. I want to thank you very much. You turned me off.
What'd I do?
You turned me off.
Hang on, I'm working on two phones at once.
Okay, all right. No, ever since, I was just talking about these rolling dairy stores. And if you've seen those sparkling golden orange Ewald delivery trucks in your neighborhood, well, that's an Ewald rolling dairy store, the delivery truck. It's a complete dairy store right at your door, and three times each week, too, assuring you of the very freshest in dairy products. As in any good dairy store, you'll find a wide variety of products, more than 20 deliciously better Golden Guernsey flavored milk, four ways, also cottage cheese, cheddar cheese, sweet cream butter, fresh fruit drinks, top grade AA Golden Glow eggs, and so on down the list. So you see, the man has got just about everything to make it a real appetizing day. And if you find it hard to remember all those things, your Ewald route man has a checklist for you. And all you do each delivery day is just check off your needs on a handy order pad, and he will courteously fill your order. He'll even put it right in the refrigerator if you choose. Tomorrow you might like to call Jackson 23601 and order Ewald's convenient home delivery service. Ewald, the family dairy. That's our dairy.
Well, look at all these folks that wrote in, and we haven't had a chance to call. There's Mrs. Leroy Callison and her sister, Miss Lula Peters, in Dona, Texas. And Ms. Lloyd Tracy in Vista, California. Should have called out there. Miss A.E. Lunsford in Cheyenne. We've talked to him before, I think. Naomi Glitz in St. John's, Arizona.
Who's that?
Naomi Glitz.
Oh, yeah.
And Ms. Aon Anderson in Wolf Pond, Montana. And Elsie Warmald in Jackson, Wyoming.
Did you know that Edgar Smothers in Marion, Ohio also sent us a card? No relation to the Smothers, brother.
No, I didn't know that, for heaven's sakes.
Might be the Smothers brother's father.
Al Rain, I think it is, Roan, in Pittsburgh. And we had Mrs. Richard Marcella in Aberdeen, Maryland.
Also, oh, a lot of folks. Teresa Biederman in Carlisle, Arkansas. You remember we were talking about earlier about Arkansas.
Uh-huh.
And Chicopee Falls, Massachusetts, from Mrs. Varick Ross, rather. That's Grace Ross.
Yeah, Paul French wrote us from Winnipeg.
Mark Van from West Englewood, New Jersey.
Joe O'Connor from Cleveland.
Mrs. Frances Pearson in Brookline, Massachusetts, which must be near Sam Mealy's hometown.
Must be. And Kathy Kleeman from Bethesda.
Well, that's the way it goes. What do you know already? 55 minutes have passed by, and that has been our honest-to-goodness Clear Channel broadcast for tonight. And the next one will come up again on December 14th. But as I hear this music, it reminds me of more music.
Oh, yes. You should let Schmitz make this the Christmas your family will never forget, with a musical gift from any of the fine Schmidt Music Centers in the Twin Cities area.
And now, with all that, Jürgen Nash, you have a vast audience in Clear Channel Land waiting to hear the next half of radio's most shining 90 minutes.